welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about vaping and diabetes, new research there. And we do not have a quack report, so we're going to jump right into our devotional. And the devotional is taking us to Isaiah 32. It says, "The work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever." Yeah, if you want peace in your life, ask the Lord for that. You got to protect your peace out there. You know, if you're constantly around people that don't bring peace, then the Bible says avoid them, you know, like the plague, because you got to protect your peace. And God's peace is beyond all understanding. So seek the Lord's face, mind the time, because it grows short. All right, so let's jump into this topic on vaping and diabetes. This is a recent research report, November 2025, in the University of Georgia. It has reported a higher risk in getting diabetes if you are vaping. So the report also stated that those who vape and smoke tobacco have an even higher risk of becoming pre-diabetic. So let's check this out. This study, University of Georgia, the researchers, they said the risk of becoming diabetic was higher among Hispanics, Blacks, and lower income people. They said those that vaped and smoked tobacco increased the risk dramatically in becoming diabetic. So the e-cigarettes, they say, are often promoted as being safer for your health than smoking cigarettes or pipes or cigars, but is it safer? There have been actually warnings from pulmonologists that the ingredients like glycerin in your e-cigarettes are detrimental to the lungs, but on top of that, the risk may also indicate diabetes, they're saying. Here is a quote. This is University of Georgia, College of Agricultural Environmental Science. They say, "In an era when e-cigarettes are marketed as safer alternatives to smoking, this suggests they may carry a hidden peril and may be quietly contributing to long-term health problems like pre-diabetes or diabetes. So this is not just about the lungs anymore, but the entire body and the metabolic health," end of quote. Cancer Research of the UK said this, "E-cigarettes are a relatively new product. They aren't risk-free, and we don't know their long-term impact. We discourage people from using them," end of quote. So we also have to consider those that are vaping as having underlying health conditions that the vaping can exacerbate. So the researchers looked at over 1.3 million responses using a behavioral risk factor surveillance system survey. The comparison between conventional smoking and e-cigarette use were examined, and this is where they noticed the diabetes factor associated with the vaping. Here is a quote from the University of Georgia. They say, "Our analysis showed that vaping alone was linked to an increase in pre-diabetes by 7%. Science thinks that the vaping may interfere with insulin function and thus produce weight gain," end of quote. All right, so the comparison when smoking cigarettes or cigars and pre-diabetes, the risk was 15%, but when you added vaping, the risk increased to 28%. So high-risk groups, well, the research identified specific groups that would be at higher risk of getting diabetes using e-cigarettes, and they were overweight or obese individuals, cigarette users with higher than normal body mass index. Hispanics, Black, Asian, and lower income had about a 12% higher risk. Here's a quote from University of Georgia. They said, "People who aren't earning enough money experience mental stress and tend to smoke or use alcohol to reduce their stress, which leads to these increased risk factors. Exercise reduced pre-diabetes risk for smokers by about 8%, offering a potential way to counter some of the harmful effects," end of quote. So exercise. Now, the study was published in the November 2025 Journal of AJPM Focus, and they went into vape juice ingredients. According to, well, this was Science Direct's report, October 2021, they said the ingredient in your vape juice called VEA or vitamin E acetate is now being linked to lung injury or for those vaping, according to the report, quote, "unexpected morbidity and mortality is unknown." So more study has to be done, they said, as to the full scope of the risk of using such ingredients in e-cigarettes. So the E-acetate is used as a thickening agent and is found in lung fluids of those who are vaping. Research is ongoing with the vape juice ingredients, and some juices will contain vegetable glycerin. The average person may not think this ingredient's harmful. However, research shows it is not supposed to be in your lungs. Vegetable glycerin causes lung inflammation in as little as 4 weeks. The vegetable glycerin can be made from several sources, like soybeans, mostly GMO, coconut, palm oil, and of course, it's labeled vegetable glycerin, but it's often mixed with a propylene glycol. So according to the research published in the 2020 European Respiratory Review, propylene glycol can negatively affect the mucosal celerity, and both the propylene glycol and glycerin change the gene expression of the circadian rhythm in your body. That's your sleep cycle. So this suggests that two compounds together change normal pulmonary responses, can negatively affect how the body responds to pathogens, how it rests or doesn't rest, irritants, and even allergens, how the body responds to those. Now, Bayol Treatment Center said this, students have found that those who smoke e-cigarettes twice a day for a month contained higher levels of chemicals like propylene glycol in their blood. Well, if you want to poison somebody, the fastest way to do that is through the pulmonary. Therefore, your vegetable glycerin is not as safe as you think, and it's in your vape. However, it's one of the most common base fluids they use in e-cigarettes and also in vape pens. So most e-liquids are made with a combination of flavorings, nicotine, and what is called tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, and a base fluid such as vegetable glycerin. So the fluid used in your vape pen in these cartridges may be containing harmful chemicals, including 2,3-pentanidone, an acetone, acetamaldehyde, or diacyl, and valinin. So through these are all common flavorings that are supposedly safe to ingest in food and drinks, and they can cause irreversible lung damage when you inhale them. So you're not supposed to be inhaling them. According to Science Direct, the research shows the toxicology impact of how electronic nicotine delivery impacts and modifies the pulmonary system. Why would you want your lungs modified? All right, so what are the smoking habit risks? John Hopkins reported that e-cigarettes do contain nicotine and may not be the right choice for people trying to quit smoking regular cigarettes. The e-cigarettes include heated nicotine, which is extracted from tobacco. The vape juices add flavorings and other chemicals that are mixed and are released as an aerosol. So here's what they reported. Regular cigarettes have 7,000 toxic chemicals. Fewer toxic chemicals are contained in e-cigarettes, but still produce a risk. Michael Bland, MD, says there's almost no doubt that vaping exposes you to fewer toxic chemicals than smoking traditional cigarettes. However, there has been outbreaks of lung injuries and deaths associated with vaping. I think popcorn lung was one that the doctor started seeing, the pulmonist started seeing that. John Hopkins Medicine says in February 2020, the CDC confirmed 2,807 had a lung injury from vaping and 68 deaths. Oh, and there's the crave, because the nicotine is a crave factor and the vape juice causes an addiction. So smokers experience withdrawal symptoms. Nicotine is a toxic substance, obviously approved by the FDA, and nicotine raises blood pressure, spikes adrenaline, and increases heart rate. Now, you got to remember, your adrenal glands don't have an endless amount of adrenaline. Just keep that in mind. So what we put in our body matters, and so what we put in the body has an effect, and we can be even allergic to the foods we're eating. We can be allergic to our diet. We can be allergic and have an effect, side effect to prescription meds. Synthetic supplements, and even some herbs you can have a reaction to. So we need to be discerning in order to avoid allergic reactions, inflammation, and damage. So inflammation is the first indication there's a problem. So I read a report recently. They were trying to find a new drug for eye disease, glaucoma. And what they noticed that all eye disease starts with inflammation. So if you can figure out what's causing the inflammation, guess what? You can avoid eye disease. That's what it sounds like. So if smoking is an issue and it's been hard to quit, there is an herb called lobelia that has an alkaloid called lobelin, which mimics nicotine, but without the addictive effect. So there's no addiction element, but it does answer the craving. So the point is you can take a little of this lobelia when you have a craving to smoke, and then little by little your cravings are further and further apart, and then you're just not smoking. So it can help squelch those cravings, making quitting, you know, smoking easier. So you can look for what is called Smoker's Helper. The folks at Apothecary Herbs have it. It's a non-toxic alternative to quit smoking or vaping. You go to thepowerherbs.com and look for it there, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International is 828-469-5972. Thepowerherbs.com. Request their free catalog. Be empowered, you know, because, you know, natural solutions for everyday problems is pretty cool, and it's empowering. So I'm out of time. So the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, I wish you all to be well.